Okay, today is Daf Lamed. There's another Daf where it's Chaval. We only have a certain amount of time. The amount of things to say on this Daf, is, just to get through the Daf itself, is crazy. We'll do our best, and hopefully, we have a lot to say, and hopefully we'll actually finish. Today's Shir is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal, Ila Nishmas, David Yechiel Michel, Ben Yehoshua Chaim. Okay, we're on second to last line on Chof Testament Beis. Amar of Chista. Amar of Chista. Rav Chista made a statement. You know why I'm better than my friends? What made me better than everybody else? Why I became such a Talmid Chacham? Because I got married when I was 16. And therefore, I got my tithes out of the way, and I was able to get married and learn. Had I gotten married when I was 14, I could have said to the Satan, Gira be'enecha, an arrow in your eye. In your eyes. In other words, I would have been even greater had I gotten married even earlier, and I would have fulfilled my tithes even earlier. And then, fine, so I'm married. I fulfilled my tithes, and now I can go sit and learn and really grow in learning. Amale Rava L'Rav Nosson Bar Ami. Rava says to Rav Nosson Bar Ami, it's not really related to what we just said about getting married, but it's similar. Adiadecha al tzavare dibrecha. When your hands are on the neck of your son, in other words, when your son is still listening to you, and you still have a hold on your son, and that's normally mishitzar v'ad esen v'tarti, from 18 to 22, because below 18, Rashi says, they're not going to listen anyway. Any kind of muster that you try to give is going to be pointless. Once they get mature enough to listen, then you can talk to them. And then by the time 22, they're too old. A shitzar is 18, no, 16. 16, I'm sorry. For to Amalei, others say, no, mitamnei sari, from 18 at Eserar, until 24. Okay, kitanoi, and these ages are just a machlokas tanoim about chanoch lenar al pi darko. Each child has to be taught, and each child has to be given chinoch to their to their level. Not the same mussar works for all kids, not the same yeshiva works for all kids, not the same growth works for all kids. Everyone's kid is individual. Every person's an individual too, and therefore it's not right. There's not everyone's a cookie cutter. So they're giving that, telling them, listen, depending on the age of the kids, you have a chance to impact them and influence them. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Nechemia, Charamer Mishitzar V'ad Esen V'Tartin. One says from 16 to 22, V'Charamer Mitamli Sar V'ad Esen V'Arba. One says from 18 to 24. What's the reason that we don't get married at 13? Putting aside cultural and social reasons, what about halachic reasons? You should try to be Mekayim in the mitzvah of Peruvu as soon as you turn 13. There's no other mitzvah that we wait for. So what about getting married? What about Peruvu? I don't really have a good answer to this question. I don't really have one. The Rambam says, in Hilchot Ishus, Perek Tesvav Halacha Beis, he says that you get married at 17. 17. The Tur in Siman Aleph of Evin Ezer says 18. Now, the Mishnah Novo says 18, right? So why don't we get married at 13? A mitzvah Peruvu, get married. What are you waiting for? So, a society, it's not... In today's society, it's not really possible. But there was a time when it was possible. Rav Chista says, I got married at 16, I got married at 14. So what's the difference between 14 and 13 already? Oh, the Tur does say that getting married before 13, that's nuspa alma. He does say that. So what about at 13? What about at 14 and 15? We're waiting until 18. That's the reason for that. So the Beis Yosef had a girsa that the Rambam said 16 or 17. And the Magen Mishnah says it can't be such a girsa because the Mishnah Avos says 18. So what the Rabbi must have meant was 17 plus a day. You're in your 18th year. That's what the Rabbi must have meant. The Mishnah says 18. How could the Rabbi say 17? So he really meant 18. And the girsa of the Beis Yosef is incorrect. So why not at 13? So the Chalkas Mechoke says, because if you look at the Mishnah Avos says first you have to learn. Learning Gemara is at 15. And then afterwards comes 18 for marriage, but Rav Chista said the exact opposite. So Rav Chista himself was arguing. Rav Chista said, if I would have gotten married a year before I start learning Gemara, I would have been even greater.
He was just talking for himself.
He was talking for himself. So for the klal, so is that a reason to push off a mitzvah?
The Rambam said.
Okay, so that must be that's one answer. The Meister Rekech says no, ein hachinami. The mitzvah is at 13. What the Rambam's saying is, if you reach 17 and you're still not married, you really better move it. That's all the Rambam's saying. But in Achanami, the mitzvah is at 13. If you don't say the Chalkak Mechokek's answer, that first you have to learn, I don't have another answer for that. Now, he's assuming that why did the Mishnah say that first you should learn and then get married? What's the reason for that? We could understand how Rav Chisda might be more right. The first you get married, you get that out of the way, and then you can sit and learn. And then responsibilities of life, okay, it goes both ways. You can see what the Mishnah picked that way. So the Mishnah picked that way, we're following the Mishnah. Right? So, okay. Is the societal reason to wait longer for maturity, is that a valid reason? So it must be. Must be a valid reason. Right? Which is why there are people that do, but many people in our circles do not get married at 18. They're just not ready. So if they're not ready, what could you do? They're not ready to do the mitzvah. They're just not ready. Right? What? No, they're not ready. They're not ready. What can I tell you? They're not ready.
General society people in their 30s are still not
ready. Right, they're ready in their 30s, right? How long are they pushing off the mitzvah peruvu? It's a good question. Okay, next. Ad heichon chayiv adam lumod es b'no Torah. To what extent are you mechayiv to teach your son Torah? What's the extent of that? Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kigon Zevulun ben Don. For example, Zevulun ben Don, who was he? He was a Talmud Chacham who lived in times of the Gemara. Shalomdu Avi Aviv, his grandfather taught him Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halachos, Agados. So you see the fact that it's his grandfather, we'll see in a minute. But what do you see? Look what he taught him. He taught him Mikra, everything. Meisve, wait a minute. Lamdu Mikra, we have a bright that says if you teach Mikra, ain't Malamdo Mishnah. You don't have to teach Mishnayis. That's it. Mikra's all you have, that's the minimum. V'amar Rava, and Rava said, Mikra zu Torah. Mikra is Torah. Says Rashi, v'lo Navim uksuvim. Torah, not Navi. So how could you tell me that Zvulun ben Don is the model, but Zvulun ben Don learned it, his grandfather taught it all. And that's not true. We have a brisa that says, only Mikra. So what's pshat? So the Gemara says, now you know what I meant to say? Kizvulun ben Don, v'lo kizvulun ben Don. It's like Zvulun ben Don, but not really, not everything. Kizvulun ben Don, shalom do avi aviv. Yes, in the sense that it was his grandfather, that's what I meant to tell you. Even a grandfather has such a chiyuv. Even a grandfather. But v'lo kizvulun ben Don, but it's not like Zvulun ben Don in the following respect. Ilu hasa mikra mishnah tamad alachas v'agados. His grandfather taught him all that. V'ilu, what's the real din? Hacha mikra levad. Just mikra. Just Torah. And not what? Not, Rashi says, Nevi'im Muksuvim. What about all the other stuff? It's not a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv. So, do we hold like this? The answer is absolutely not. The Rambam and the Tur both quote, you have to teach your son Torah Shebiksav Kula. What does that mean? The Bach and the Shach both say that includes Navi. They both hold it includes Nach, Nevi'im and Ksuvim. What did Rava mean to exclude? He meant to exclude? No. He meant to exclude Trump. That you don't have to teach your son. You want to? It's lovely. You don't have to. What? One minute. The Gra says, no, because it says Mikra. So what are we excluding? Mikra only. Does that include, Rashi doesn't include Nach. Doesn't include Nevi'im Ksuvim. The Bach say, of course it meant Navi. What did he mean to exclude? Trop. The Gra says what he meant to exclude is Medrash. Medrash ala Torah, which you might think is Ilu Torah. No, that you don't have to. But Nach? 100%. So they once asked the Shlomo Kluger about learning Tanakh. So he said, of course it's a chiyuv to learn Tanakh. We don't hold it as Rashi. We don't hold it as Rashi. That's a chiyuv to learn Tanakh. That we'll get to a little later. That we'll get to the Chassam Sofer about not learning Navi. We'll get to that in a minute. But of course you have a chiyuv to teach your son, teach Nach to your son. After all, what about Rashi? No, we don't hold that Rashi. We don't hold this Rashi here. And we're going to see an Amud Bey, we're going to see in a little while that the Chassam Sofer makes these statements about not learning Nach. He was talking to a different time. He was talking to a different generation. He was talking to people that were being taken away by the reform and the allure of the reform and the allure of for some reason the secular Navi, not secular Navi, secular way of interpreting Navi was one of the vehicles. And that's probably why, historically, he said not to learn Navi. How can you say not to learn Navi? The Shevet Alevi says, what do you mean not to learn Navi? It's part of Torah. We're going to get to that in a minute. We're going to get to that. That has nothing to do with Navi.
You said using Navi as a vehicle to get
that. So he probably felt that the fact that they were becoming... You'll see, I have a quote for you from the Chassam Sofer. It's a scary quote. We'll get to it in a few minutes. So the Shlomo Kluge does say that Navi should not be your main learning. And he says 1 or 2 hours a day of Navi is good. That's not your main... 1 or 2 hours a day is fine. That's what Shlomo Kluge says. 1 or 2 hours a day, not should be your main learning. The Prima Gadim says, you know who learned Navi? Someone we learn every day. A guy by the name of Rashi. He learned Navi. It's okay to learn Navi, right? None of that. You should teach Navi. 1 or 2 hours a day is fine, you know? Okay? Good? Next. Fine, where are we up to? Now, V'avi aviv mi mechayev? What, is a chiyev for a grandfather? V'hatanya, v'lobanat emotzim es b'neichem, v'lo b'nei b'neichem. Only your son, not your grandson. So the Gemara says, how could that be? Umani mekayim, but what about the other pasuk? It says, v'odata levonecha, v'lovnei vonecha, lo malach, shekol ha-malamed es b'no Torah, ma'la v'akasav, ki ulam de lo, luvno, luvem b'no atov kol doros. How can you tell me there's no chiyuv to teach your grandson? So what's pshat? The pesukim are inconsistent. So who the amar ki aitana? It's a machlokes. The tanya for the matter of mosim as b'neichem. You have a chiyuv to teach your son. Ain liel b'neichem. That's only your son. B'nei b'neichem and I. What about your grandson? Talmud lomar v'odachlam l'vanecha v'lovnei vanecha. Im kein ma talmud lomar b'neichem. What does b'neichem mean? B'neichem v'lo b'noseichem. It means your sons and not your daughters, which we said yesterday already. But grandchildren, 100%. 100%. As a matter of fact, tomorrow we're going to say that a wife has a chiyuv of serving her husband before serving her father, right? Why? Because she has a chiyuv to serve her husband and she has a chiyuv to serve her father, right? Based on that svara, there are some that want to say that if your father asks you to do something, and your grandfather asks you to do something, you have to listen to your grandfather first. Because your father also has a chiyuv to listen to his father. So, if your father's father. So how could you do, how could you, right? Your grandfather in a way has to take precedence. There are more arguments on that. We'll do it tomorrow. Just to svara, how grandfather is not such a, you know, not such an old guy, you don't have to, some want to say he comes before your father. Why? Because your father's also a chiyuv to serve him. Okay. Amar Rishu ben Levi, kol ha-malamed es ben b'no Torah, if you teach your grandson Torah, ma'alav ha-kasev ki'ilu kibla me'har Sinai. It's as if you mamash receive the Torah at Har Sinai, shenemar v'adatim l'vanecha v'lovnei v'necha, v'samach le, and it says right there, yom asher amadat l'vnei asher v'lakecha b'choriv.
V'samach
le, is that the continuation? No, it's not, it could be the same pasuk, yes. Yeah, it's the same pasuk, I'm sorry. Okay. Reb Chiya bar Abba Ashkechel Reb Shur ben Levi. Reb Chiya bar Abba bumped it to Reb Shur ben Levi. The Shadi the Sina Areshe. He was putting a kerchief on his head. He was running to take his son to the yeshiva. So Amalei my kulahai. What's the big rush? So Amalei mi zuter my. It's a small thing. It's a small thing. The Ksiya that says v'adatam levanecha v'tzamach liyom asher amadat l'fnei shechlam b'chariv. It's not a small thing. It's a big thing. After that, Reb Chiya bar Abba lo toim umtsa. Reb Chiya bar Abba would never taste meat. Ad demikri liyunuka until he would chazer over the day's learning with his son. Umosife Rabba bar Rav Huna, and Rav Huna would add on what?
His grandson.
I'm sorry. Lo toim umtsa. He would not even also taste meat. Ad demaisi liyunuka lebe midrasha until they would take him to the yeshiva. That's because they realized how it's not a small thing. Okay. Next. Don't worry. There's plenty to say here. Well, no, because the Mefarshim explained that was breakfast. That was their breakfast. It was some kind of breakfast meat. That was their breakfast. Amar Rav Safra Bishum Bishua ben Chananya. Says Rav Safra the name of Rav Yeshua. My dechsev. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk, Vishinantam livonecha? What's Vishinantam? Why doesn't it say Vilimaratam Mosam? It doesn't say that. It uses a funny lashon. Vishinantam livonecha. You should teach your son. Al tikri vishinantam. Don't read it vishinantam. Ella Vishilashtam. Read it as Vishilashtam. What does Vishilashtam mean? Thirds. Three. From the word three. Why should I read it Vishilashtam? What's the reason for that? Says the Pnei Yoshua, because we're going to say in a few lines that Vishinantam also means Shinun. It means sharp. The Torah should be sharp. So when someone asks you something, you have an answer on your fingertips. It should be sharp in your head, right? It should be razor sharp. So when you always have an answer for somebody. The only way that's possible, is if you have Vishilashtam. Is if you have, if you divide your Torah into thirds. What are the thirds? We're going to say in a minute. Bikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. So by definition, Vishinantam has to mean Vishilashtam. Otherwise, it's impossible for it to be Shinun V'chidud. You can't have a sharp, Torah, you can't have sharp learning if you don't divide it into thirds. Impossible. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Vart. The Levush says that the pasuk before Vishinantam says, V'hoya dvar me'ela sh'arochim etavach hayom. So Vishinantam is really repeating itself. Because I just said a minute ago that you have to learn. That's Vishinantam, I'll learn again. And there's an extra nun in the word Vishinantam. And that's that I get three. And the Shulchan Aruch says it's just an asmachta. Well, why should Vishinantam change to Vishilashtam? Right? I have two reasons. He says it's an asmachta ba'alma. What are the three? What's three? So, la'olam yishalish adam shenosav shlish. Shlish b'mikra, a third b'mikra. Shlish b'mishnah, a third of Mishnah. And shlish b'talmud. What's the difference between Mishnah and Talmud? So Mishnah is the halacha psuka of Torah Sheval Peh. And Talmud is the reasoning behind it. Those are the three. So it's Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. Miyodeya kamachai. So how do you know how long you're going to live? In other words, the Havamina was, first third of your life, you'll learn Mikra. The second third of your life, you'll learn Mishnah. And then the third third of your life, you'll learn Gemara. So how do you know how long you're going to live? So the Gemara says, no, lo tzvicha liyomi, for the days. What does that mean? Rashi says, Sunday, Monday, you learn Mikra. Tuesday, Wednesday, you learn Mishnah. And Thursday and Friday, you learn Gemara. And then Shabbos, let's say Chazer, you divide the week like that. Says,
you can have the same problem. Who knows if
somebody's going to live? Oh, says Tosvos, maybe you're going to die in the middle of the week. So let's say, is that a real Kasha? Because a guy lives, this guy's 45, 50 years old, he dies in the middle of the week on a Tuesday. So what, he wasn't Mekayim this idea? So for 45 years, he was doing it. Right? Well, the only right? And what's Tosfos going to say? Tosfos is going to say, you should divide the day into thirds. A third of your day, Mikra. And then another third, Mishnah. And then another third, Gemara. Then what if he dies in the middle of the afternoon? Right? So what Tosfos meant to say was, the Mefarshim point out, we're not knowing like Rashi. We're not knowing like that. Nobody does that. We don't know anybody that does that. Who holds like Rashi? What? I don't know. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, where is it? Right, Yemei HaShavua. Right? Which implies, Tosfos doesn't send Rashi to say, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So Tosfos points out, well, what if you die in the middle of the week? And what if you die in the middle of the day? There's no answer. There's no end. So what Tosfos just meant to say was, no one's knowing like Rashi. No, nobody does that. Yeah, it worked out pretty well for Rashi. Did Rashi practice that himself? I don't know. Maybe he did. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos gives two answers. Either it means you divide your day into thirds. And listen, a guy passed in the middle of the day. So what can I tell you? So that day he didn't do it, but the rest of his life he did. Tosfos gives another answer. He says that's why Rav Amram Gon was Masada or Siddur in such a way that we have in the morning we say Torah and Mishnah and Gemara. What's the Mishnah? What's the Mishnah of the morning? El Devarim, El Demakoman. What's the Gemara? The Gemara is Amr Bishmal. Shloshes Bimit Torah is Reshet Behen, and then we skip to the last one, Mechen Shnekzufim, right? With the middle ones, well, the first 13, the first 12 we don't know, right? Because no one says it. But that's the Gemara aspect. So at least every day he's saying Gemara. Or Tosuk is another Pshat. You're Makayim the idea of learning thirds by learning Gemara Bavli. Why? Because the Bavli includes it all. Bavli includes Gemara, it includes Mishnah, it includes Mikra, it includes it all.
Even Navi.
The Ein Yaakov says, there's a beautiful idea. It says, B'shiftecha b'veisecha. When you're sitting in your house, that's a reference to Torah. Why? Because you have to learn out of a ksav, out of a cloth, out of a book. Torah has to learn out of a book. B'lechtecha baderech is Mishnayis. Why? Because it's Baal Peh. Even on the way, you can learn it. And Shafkecha uv kumecha, and when you get up, when you go to sleep, the meaning the rest of your time is Gemara. The main focus of your day is Gemara. We're going to get to that in a minute. And everything else, 100%. You got to divide it into thirds. But the main part of your day is Gemara. That is also something that the Rambam says as follows. This is the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam says, this idea of learning of your day, of dividing your day into thirds, of Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud, is only in the beginning of your life. When you're starting out learning, then it's important to learn a third, a third, a third. Once you, and every person I guess might be different, and you have to decide when you reach that point, once you get to the stage where I'm already past that, then the main focus of your day is Gemara. And Mikra you can solve with Shnayim Mikra Vechad Targum. And he says about Navi, you should learn it Ma'at L'Pa'amim. Ma'at L'Pa'amim, a little bit now and then, that's enough. The main focus of your learning should be Gemara. By the way, that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes. The idea of dividing your day into thirds is only when you start out learning. Once you've passed that, whatever start out learning means, the ikar of your day the ikar of your day is Gemara. Says the Shla, that's why when you're teaching children, the first thing you do is you teach Torah, Nevi'im, Kshuvim, A to Z. Teach Mishnayis, A to Z. Then you start Gemara. That's the Shla's idea. Even though Bavli is all-encompassing, still, that's what the Shlach said. The Bach and the Shach say that we must rely on the Bavli being all-encompassing, because no one's knowing like that. There's no yeshiva that I know of that does that. What? Now the starting one, that Ben Chamesh LeMikra. But I don't know, it could be they're doing it that way. I thought that they're not doing the Mishnayis part. That's the learning Mishnayis before they touch Gemara? The whole Shishisha through Mishnah? Okay, could be they are. It's a very unique, very new. For 1,000 years, no one did that. Says the Chassam Sofer. Listen to this one. Chassam Sofer says, it's in Drushas Chelek Aleph Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis Parshas Beshalach, that most people learn Gemara first. Most kids, they start off with Gemara, and it's a double track of Gemara and Chumash. And as you get older and older, the Chumash gets less and less, the Gemara gets more and more, and Nach is Bechlal, not learned, or very hardly. So Chassam Sofer said that the Ilu Shehifku HaSeder, if we're going to change this order, Ein Echad Mibneihem Shelo Yotzim Mihadas. You won't have a child that doesn't go off the Derech. That's very strong language. Why do you say that? What, if someone learns Nach, they're going to go off the Derech? Mati said, what do you mean? You got to know how to answer that, Pekoris. When you meet these Jews for Jay in the subway, and they start quoting you all this psukim in Tanakh, we have no idea what they're talking about. Right? So he must have felt that the scale didn't go that way. The balance was the other way. More people were becoming not religious than didn't know how to answer a guy in the subway. That must be pshat. Otherwise, why would he say that? So the Shevet Alevi says right there, the Shevet Alevi, it's in Chelech Ches, Simen Reish Zayin. I mean, does that apply today? Yes, the Chassam Sofer was a Gadol HaTorah, no question. Does that apply today? It's hard to say it does. It's hard to say that. It's hard to say that if learning Navi is going to make someone go off the Derech. That might have been true in the early 1800s in Germany. That could have been very well true. That could have been true. It's hard to say it's true today. Now, I didn't say that. The Shevet Alevi said it. It's hard to say it's true today. Did that change things? Yeah, there's one yeshiva out there that changed things, right? Most people did not change. Okay. Okay. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein. You ready for this? Wait, before we get to Rav Moshe Feinstein. Says the Drisha on the Shulchan Aruch over there about learning a third, a third, a third, and now most of your day today should be spent learning Gemara. Right, that's what we said. As once you reach that introductory stage, whenever that is in your life, once you reach that stage, your primary focus should be Gemara. Right? The Shulchan Aruch said that. Says the Drisha, Yesh Balabatim. So there's Balabatim out there. Noagim Luma B'chol Yom Gemara Rashi Tosvos V'lo Shar Poskim U'Meviim Raya Mehadamrina B'Sof Nida Tana De'Beil Yochol Shar Alachas B'chol Yom Mutzak Lachas B'Shenu B'Chol Haba Aval Lo Nira Sheish Luma Tzifrei Poskim. Dinei HaTorah, Kamo Harif, Mordechai, Rosh, Udimehem. Nobody learns halacha. V'zeh shoresh v'ikr l'torasso. That's the ikr learning. The enam yotzim klal b'lima gemara rashi tosfos. You can't be mekayim your learning with gemara rashi tosfos. The hatana de b'eliyot, fine. That's the drisha. Okay? Says Reb Moshe in Chelek, it's in Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Simen, Kuf, Yud. It's called the Inyan Chi of Limud Kol HaTorah. And what Reb Moshe is talking about is, he was invited to a siyum of a Chever Dafyomi. He was invited to a siyum of a Chever Dafyomi, and he writes, Vihine, Davar Otzum Lilmo Dafyomi. Unbelievable. Shehinig HaGon Reb Meir Shapiro Zatzal, Veneskabel Ba'olam, Hu Inyan Gadol. It's an Inyan Gadol. The Halavad Etzem Mitzvah Limud HaTorah. Shemekayin b'chal ma'ashalimed, afrak masecht achas kol yomav, harei yesh mitzvah shiyum at kol ha-Torah. You have a chiyuv to learn kol ha-Torah, shebichsav, v'shebal peh. Ki levad mashmuot ha-kroy osa b'kidushin dav lamid, shelimdu avi aviv mikra mishat amad alachas v'agados, umufur isham shechayiv, right? Uma shemasik v'lokiz v'lom bedon shelimdu ha-kol. Aye, what about v'lom bedon? We said it's not true. You don't have a chiyuv. That's only... That's only the father and the son. The father and the son only has a chiyuv to learn mikra. That's what we said. And what did that mean? Doesn't mean nach, doesn't mean trop, doesn't mean medrash. But you yourself? No shayla about that. Of course you've got to learn the rest yourself. And therefore Moshe goes through a whole tshuva here, beautiful tshuva, about learning Torah. And he ends off, the kia mitzvah is limud kol ha-Torah, yesh b'limud hadaf hayomi. About 7 years to finish the whole shas. V'lachein hu inyan gadol ma'od. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein. Says Rav Avadya Yosef. The exact opposite. Rav Avadya was asked, Shaila, listen to the Shaila. It's in Yichav Adas, Chelik Vav, Simen Nun Beis. Mi shahayim eshtatei fa'ofen kavua mide yom biyomo b'shir ha-talmud mezgeres ha-daf ha-yomi. A guy learns daf ha-yomi. Uke'esh b'ritzon al eshtatei b'shir halachas. B'Shulchan Aruch v'Achronim. He wants to switch and learn Shulchan Aruch and Achronim. Hanimtzar mipi tamachacha moroh haroh. He has a good Rebbe. B'makom hashir shal daf yomi. Instead of the daf yomi shir. Ha'emin hagu harisho nechshav olav kineder. Is the daf yomi learning like a neder? The ainu rishay levat labalot hataras nedarim. And he can't now switch the shir without hataras nedarim. Says Rav Avadya, not only do you not need hataras nedarim, but that's a better idea what to do. It's better to switch from daf yomi to learn halacha. Why? Because I just read you the drisha that said that being mekayim your day with gemara rashi tosfos does not count. It's not the way to do it. That's not the way to go. The way to go is to learn halacha. So if you have only an hour to spare, and is this a machlokas between Rav Avadya, and he says it over here, Ulam hine b'kedushin daf lamed, amru v'shinanta l'banechel olam yishalash adam shenotzav shilish b'mikra, shilish b'mishnah, v'shilish b'talmud, v'chein pasak ha-rambam, shechayiv adam l'shalash z'man limudo, ketad im ha-yibal umnitz, right, if he's a worker, omechzev asik v'malachel ha-panasa shalash az v'yom, so normally you work for 3 hours a day, and then b'torah teisha shows, then you learn Torah for 9 hours, right? Kara b'shalosh, so now you have 9 hours of learning. So the first 3 hours you learn mikra, then Torah shavatzav, then you learn Torah shavatzav for 3 hours, then you learn mikra mishnah for 3 hours, and gemara for another 3 hours. That's your 12 hours, right? 3 hours of work and 9 hours of learning. Everybody does that. That's what the Rambam says. Then he says v'chein pasuk atur v'ashulchan aruch yoredeya simin reish mem vav. And then he says that that he quotes again the Gemara in Kedushin. Ah, the Prisha and the Shach said that Yesh Balabatim Shino Gelum B'Chayim Talmud and Pirush Rashi V'Tosos the Enam Lom Dem Sifrei Poskim. Nobody learns Halacha. Avol Nirusha Iker Hu Luma B'Sifrei Poskim. That's the Iker, no? Isn't the Iker to know what to do?
That's the
Machlokas. So but Rav Moshe knew that. Rav Moshe knew that learning without knowing what to do, there's a chesaron in that. So what's, here's the question. If you only have an hour a day, what do? So Rav Moshe gave big high praises to learning Daf Yomi because besides knowing what to do, there's chiyuv to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, which Daf Yomi helps you get there. Helps you get there. Now learning poskim and learning halacha every day, you might know what to do better. Doesn't help you get there. So there's a tie and a tie. I don't think there's a machlokas here. It's just a different. It's amazing how they approach it. Yeah. No, I don't think he says it.
I can hear that being a very strong killer.
Why? This is Chazara. Well, you learn it once and you forget about it.
No, that would
That's what we do. You know, sometimes Yimav Esedra, you do a Rashi, and Rashi quotes Rashi quotes a Gemara that we learned 2 weeks ago in the Daf. Right? Like, what? We learned that in the Daf 2 weeks ago? Who remembers it? Right? You have it all the time. Right? So there's an issue of Chazara. It's not just time to learn it once, and okay, I did it now, I don't have to look at it again the rest of my life. Right? So, just a fascinating way to approach. Figured if we're learning that film, we got to bring up these two tshuvas. Can't. That would be real shame not to. Now, I don't think it's a machlokas. I don't think they're arguing. It's just they approach it from totally different ways. They come at it from totally different angles. No? Okay. Next. Okay. As I thought, we were never going to finish. Says the Gemara. Lefikach, therefore, Rashi says it's therefore, not really a therefore, because we're going to take something entirely different now. Lefikach, therefore, Nikru Rishonim Sofer, the old Tanoim, the old Gdolim were called Sofer. Why are they called Soferim? So the Gemara is going to say, Shay Sofer called Osir Sheba Torah. They would count every letter in the Torah. Tosfos says, you know why they called Soferim? Because they gave a number to everything. How many Malachas are there? 39. How many Ovos Hazikin are there? 4. Everything has a number. So they gave things numbers, they called Sofer. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says they called Sofer because they counted. She'omrim vav de gachon, the vav of the word gachon in the Torah, in Parshas, I think it's Shemini, the chetzin shel othios shel sefer Torah. It's the halfway point of the Torah. Darash, chetzin shel tevos. The words darash, Moshe, that's also in Parshas Shemini, that's the halfway point of words. The hisgalach, the pasuk of the Hizgalach, which is, I think it's also in Parsha Shemini, that shall psukim. That is the halfway point of psukim. Yichar semena chazir meyar. That pasuk in Tehillim, ayin the yar, the ayin of the letter of the word yar is chatin shall Tehillim, the halfway point of Tehillim. V'hu rechum yichaper avon, it's chetziv psukim. That's the halfway point of the psukim. Where's the halfway point of Shas? Where is it? Tell you a secret? It's next week. It's next Sunday. We'll have half a siyum, yeah. we'll have half a shal shudas. Half a shal shudas. Boy, it's an unbelievable thing. In 1.5 weeks, we've done half a shas. Next Sunday, we've done half a shas. It's amazing. By Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef asks the following question. Vav de gachon, the vav of the word gachon, mehai gisa or mehai gisa? Is it in the first half or is it in the second half? Says the Shita Lo de Mi, we have a Mesorah, we don't know why, that there's an even number. There's an even number of letters in the Torah. They had a Mesorah like that. So it can't be smack in the middle, because it's a half, even number. So is the vav in the first half or the second half? He doesn't know why we assume that there's an even number. But that's what we assume. It's an even number. So Mehai Gisa, Amalei, Nesi Sefer Torah, V'nimninhu. Take out a Sefer Torah and go count. You have nothing else to do, go count the letters. Start with Bereshit and go sit and count them. Milo Amar Rabba Bar Barachana, didn't Rabba Chabar Barachana say, Lo Tazum Yishamat Shavir Sefer Torah, Umanam, that they once did that? Rashi says, I don't know when that happened, but they once did it. They once took out a Torah and they counted. So why can't you go count? It'll answer your Shaila about the Vav of Gachon. Says the Gemara, Amalei, no. Inu b'kiyah chaseros v'yaseros. They were experts in chaseros v'yaseros. They knew where extra vavs had to be and where extra vavs had not to be. V'anan lo b'kinan. We're not b'kiyim in chaseros v'yaseros. So taking out a Torah is not going to help. What is the vav? Is that really the halfway point? Not sure.
What is the significance?
What do you mean?
Halfway.
I don't know. I don't know. Some want to say, because if you know if it's the halfway point, then you might be able to figure out where Chaseros and Yeseros are supposed to be, because they have to have the same number of letters on either side. So to have a Shiloh, does the word Bereshis have an extra Vav in it? It can't, because then it won't be even with the other side. That's what some want to suggest. But we're going to answer that we don't know because we don't have Chaseros and Yeseros. Asks the Minchas Chinuch, wait a minute. If we don't know about Chaseros and Yeseros, how can you ever write a Sefer Torah? What about the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah? How could you write a Sefer Torah? Says the Avnei Nezer, that's why Bizman Azeh, there is no mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, because we don't have the Chaseros and Yeseros. You're not going to write a good one anyway. It's not going to be kosher. That's an unbelievable shita. Rav Moshe says, no, it's a suffix. Suffix derives a lechumra. You have a suffix about the Chaseros and Yeseros. It doesn't stop you from writing a Sefer Torah. It's a mitzvah to say. You can't not write it, because you don't know about the Chaseros and Yeseros. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's why you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. You don't make a bracha on that mitzvah because it's a suffik, whether or not you're going to do it right. So suffik bracha is lahakel. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, he says, efsher, the reason why you don't make a bracha is because you can be mekayim that mitzvah on fixing one letter. You fix one letter, you wrote a sefer Torah. That's hard to say you make a bracha on ksiva sefer Torah for doing one letter. So that's maybe why there was never a bracha that was koveya. But that's not what the Chasam Sofer says. The Chasam Sofer says it's because of the chaseros and yiseros. So even though we have a minchas chinas kasha, and then the Avnei says not to go ahead and do it, or Moshe says yes to go ahead and do it, but that's why we don't make a bracha. So we didn't answer minchas chinas question. The minchas chinas question is, how could you write a sefer Torah today? We don't have chaseros and yiseros. So the minchas chinas answers, there's two types of chaseros and yiseros. There are chaseros and yiseros that could change the meaning of a word, like sukkos. If it's sukkos or sukkos, it could change the meaning of the word. That we all know. That we all know, every one of those. What don't we know? We don't know ones that don't make a difference. Like a vav in the word aharon. That doesn't make a difference, whether it's there or not. That we don't know. So therefore what? Therefore you can write a sefer Torah and it's still going to be kosher? That's a wild cheetah. But that's what he holds. Ruchem Fischel Perlau points out that the Ramban, in his introduction to Torah, says that the entire Torah is the Shema of Hashem. And he specifically talks about Chaseros and Yeseros, and if one is missing, you don't have the Shema of Hashem. Which implies that there is no difference whether or not it's... That's a Kabbalistic idea anyway. That there is no difference whether or not it changes the meaning of a word. What's the difference? It's still not Hashem. So if that Vav and Iron is missing, you don't have the name of Hashem. What's the difference? Okay? There's no answer. I don't have an answer to that question. I thought that Rav Asher Weiss once spoke about it, or Rav Razman spoke about this a few times, but I don't think there's an answer to that question. So, that's Tzarechian, how you write a Sefer Torah today. But we rely on Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is the right one anyway. Tzarechian derayta l'chumra. Maybe you got it. Maybe you're going to get it right, and you don't make a bracha. Okay, don't make a bracha. Where are we? Amalei Abaya, Mahai, Psuka Miha Lesu, Limnu. What about Pesukim? Why don't we go count the Pesukim? So Gemara says, no. Did I skip? Oh, by Rabbi Yosef. V'hiskalach. The word v'hiskalach. Mehai gisa or mehai gisa? Is that, which side is that? Again, we have that the Pesukim are also even. They're not even, by the way. It's an odd number of Pesukim. The correct number of Pesukim is 5,845. We're going to have a Bryce in a minute, which is going to give a different number. The Mefarshim say this Bryce is incorrect. It's incorrect. There's going to be a few reasons why it's incorrect. It's incorrect Bryce that says things that are not true. Amalei Abaya Psukim Mihalesa Mihalesa Linenu. Let's go take out the Psukim. So the Gemara says, no, Psukim Namilo Bakina. We don't even know Psukim also. The Chiaser of Achabar Ada Amar Bamarava Psuke Le Lahai Kra. Litlasa Psuke. They had one Pasuk that we have as one Pasuk. They had as three Psukim. Vayomar Hashem El Moshe, Hine Anoki Boylecha Ba'ava Anan. Then the Pasuk says, Bavur Yishma Om Bidivri Imach, which is a different topic. And then the Pasuk ends off, Vagam Bacha Yamin La'olam V'agin Moshe Zdivri Om El Hashem. These three totally separate ideas in the Pasuk. So even Psukim, we don't know where they start and where they finish. Now that opens a whole can of worms, because we have a halacha that called Pasuk, that Moshe didn't stop at, Anan Lo Paskinan. So now what are we saying? That we don't even know so the Machdeh says, no, this is the only Pasuk in the Torah that we don't know. So if this is the only pasuk in the Torah that we don't know, then why couldn't they count the psukim? I don't know. I'm stuck here. We have an idea, right? By chul hashemayim, by over here, we have a whole shiloh on Friday night kiddush because it stops in the middle of a sentence. So now we're saying, we don't know where the psukim are. But if we don't know where the psukim are, then what about that halacha? Now what are you going to tell me? This is the only pasuk. Then why couldn't they count? So I don't know. There's a few psukim out there that we don't know, but the rove we do know. So it must be the rove we do know. There's a few psukim out there, and by the way, those are the psukim, we never say them anyway in davening, right? That's what you're going to have to answer. Tana Rabbanan says the Braisa. This Braisa is a Meshubash Braisa. Chameshes Alafim 5,000, Shmona Meos 800, Ushmonim Vishmon 88. Psukim Havi Psuke Sefer Torah. That's not true. It's 5,845, according to our count. Yeser Allah Tehillim Shmona. Tehillim has eight more. That's also incorrect. And Chasir Meno Divri Yom Shmona. And Divri Hayam is eight left. It's also incorrect. The whole Brice is incorrect. And then we just move on because it's incorrect. Tana Rabbanan. Vishi Nantam. It says in the... I don't know. It's in all three statements are incorrect. You have sometimes a Brice that's just... It's out of nowhere. Yeah, it's out of nowhere. I know.
Count yourself.
Right. Oh, so the answer is, well, we're not Pekiyim, but they gave a number. So we assume this. I don't think this is a stretch. We assume that from the days of the Tanaim until today, nothing changed in the Torah. In other words, whatever they didn't know about Chaseros, we also don't know. We don't know more than them. That's what I assumed. We don't know more than them. So what's pshat here? It could be this hidden meaning. I don't know.
Yeah, the numbers may not be relevant.
Yeah, they might. Right. It could be they're speaking to different. There are Gemaras out there, and sometimes we just don't know what they mean. We just don't know what they're trying to convey.
Because why Tehillim, again, comparing Tehillim and the Torah.
Right.
It's something.
Right. Tana Rabbanan. Shinantam. Shehidivrei Torah mechadadim bepicha. Torah has to be sharp from the word shinan. Shinan means sharp. Shem yishal adam l'cha davar. If someone asks you something, al tegam game. Don't stutter about it. Don't fumfer. Give an answer. V'omalo and v'tomalo. Ela omalo miyad. Right? Shinemar, like it says. Emor l'chosi. Amar l'chachma achosi at. Say about Chachma, you are my sister. Just like you're sure that your sister is usher to you, so too you should be so confident about every halacha. Don't fump, don't double talk, don't... You have an answer. Someone asks you, are you allowed to marry your sister? Right away, no, you're not allowed to do that. Right, someone asks you, some off the beaten path, you shouldn't have an answer. Just like this, you should have an answer. And now we say, some sukkim va'omar, kasher ma'at va'acha, tie it on your finger, kasher ma'aluach libecha, right on the luach of your heart, va'omar kichitim bi'ad gibor, like arrows by the gibor, kain b'nei hanu'urim, are the young ones, va'omar chite gibor shinunim, that the gibor is the warrior has sharp arrows, va'omar chitecha shinunim amim tachtecha yipolu, they'll fall beneath you, the sharp ones, the arrows, va'omar asher agever shemolias asfaso mehem, he fills his quiver with them, lo yivoshu ki dabru it's oivim b'shar. Mai is Ivan Bashar. What does it mean? Enemies at the gate. Amar v'chayyabar Abba, afilo Abu b'no harav v'talmido sha'otkin b'torah b'shar echad. Even though they're learning and they're arguing at one gate, nasim oyivim zeh lazeh, and they're enemies because they're arguing. V'enam zazim misham hachinasim ahuvim, but they end up being friends zeh zeh with each other. Shenemar es v'hev b'sufa altuki b'sufa el b'sofa. In the end, they become friends. Okay, Tana Rabbana. It says in the Torah v'samtam, which means samtam. The Torah is a good, complete, total medicine. Nimshal Torah kisam chayim. Mashal Adam shikas b'no, hits his son, makah gadol, a big wound. V'niach lo reti al makase, puts a band-aid there. V'omalo, b'ni, calls man sha reti yizu al makasecha, as long as the band-aid's there. Acha masha nascha, you can eat whatever you want. V'shasa masha nascha, you can drink whatever you want. V'rachatz bein b'chamim be'betonin. You can also wash, hot, cold, all good. V'enata mizyari, you don't have to be afraid. V'imata ma'vira, and if you remove it, Harehi ma'ala numi. You're going to get some boils. In other words, it's going to come back, the wound. Kacha mar kodesh baruch lehem Yisrael. B'ni barasi yetzahara. I created a yetzahara. Ubarasi lo Torah tavlin. I created Torah as a tavlin. What's a tavlin? What's a tavlin? The Chidah says, spices take bad food and make it good. Can't eat that. It needs salt. It needs spices. It makes something bad and it makes it good. So too, Torah takes your averos and makes them good. Turns the bad into good. By tshuva and by Torah, you turn all your averos into zechuyos. That's why it's called a tavlin. That's the chidah. The Miseles Yesharim says, only Torah is the antidote. There's no other way. You think you have a way to get the Yetzirah off your back. There is no other way. It's only Torah. It's the Miseles Yesharim. It's the Perek Hey. Only Torah is going to work. Nothing else is going to work. That's the Miseles Yesharim's shot. Rabbi Sol Salanter says, Torah is twofold. A, it protects you. It's some kind of shield that protects you from the Yetzirah. And also, it changes you. It makes you a different person. You're a different person. That's not my Yetzirah. The Ksav Sofer says, listen, fighting off the Yetzirah is no easy task. Doesn't give up. You think you conquered it one day, it comes back. The next day, we're going to have it in a minute. Doesn't give up. The Yetzirah does not give up. But you know, it says in Shema that you should b'chol levavecha. B'chol levavecha. What do we say? With both, with the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. How do you serve Hashem with the Yetzer Hara? You know how you serve Hashem with the Yetzer Hara? By how do you do that? How do you do that? We say it every morning. We say it twice a day. How do you serve the Hashem with the Yetzer Hara? By getting him off your back, right? By fighting him off. How do you do that? So Hashem says, you know what? I'll make it sweet. I'll give some tavlin to you. You have some tavlin. It's not such a battle. It's not such a battle. Okay. If you don't learn the Torah, he won't be given over to you. Shenemar, hello, teitev she'es. If you do good, good. That's the im ein atem oskim b'Torah atenim tzibiyado. And if not, you're going to be given over. Shenemar la pesachatas rovets. Sin waits by the door. Oh, not only that, Ella shekal maso matanaso b'bach. All your give and take should be about that. Shenemar ve'lecha teshu kaso. V'im ata rotze ata moshal bo. You can rule over the Yetzirah. Shenemar ve'ata timshal bo. You can rule over it. Akash, which I'm not going to answer right now. What's this pasuk about? This pasuk is by Kayin. Right? So Hashem, what happened with Kayin? Kayin brought a bad carbon. He brought a very inferior carbon. So why didn't Hashem say to him, listen, Kayin, you bring a good carbon next time, I'll take it too. No. I give the whole drasha. Im titev she'ez. Im lo titev lefetzachat esrovit. That response has nothing to do with his, with Kayin's Avera. Right? What's the Mida Kenegan Mida there? Kayin brought an inferior carbon. He gives him a whole drasha at the Yetzirah. Not for now. Tan Rabbanan. Kashi Yetzirah shafilu yitro korera. The Yetzirah is so bad that even the creator of the Yetzirah, Hashem, called him evil. Shenemar, right? Normally, a creator doesn't talk bad about his creations. Right? No painter ever said bad about his paintings. Right? Even Hashem says he's bad. Shenemar ki Yetzirah adam ram nurav. He's bad. Amr of Yitzchak shall adam mitzchadish alav b'chol yom. The Yetzirah is mitzchadish on you every day. Shenemar rak rak kol yom. From Rishon Levi, Yitzchak shall adam mitzgabra alav b'chol yom. He's mitzgabra on you b'chol yom. Umavakish lahamitzo, and he wants to kill you. Shenemar tofer rasha latadik umavakish lahamitzo. V'molei Hakadosh Baruch Hu azro ein yachol lo. Shenemar, if not for Hashem's help, you'd never survive. Shenemar elakim lo yazu biyado. What's the difference between being mitzgabra and being mitzchadish? The difference? Is Mecharish every day or Mitzgabri? What's the difference between those two? Says the Marsha. Chiddush means the Yetzirah that he puts new thoughts in your head. He puts thoughts in your head. Mitzgabri is he physically. So it's a mental or a physical fight. That's Marsha. The Ben Yoyada says that Mecharish means each day you win, you get Tzchar, each new day the Yetzirah comes back. Right? Mitzgabri means that. I'm sorry, say it again. The chiddush means new averos. Okay, we'll try something new today. We'll get you to look at that thing that you're not supposed to look at, and we'll get you to go to that place, and we'll get you to think about that a bit. And then mitzgabra is the same ones every day. It's the same ones every day. What?
Builds on it.
Builds on it, or brand new things out of left field. Because I've never had a title for that. All of a sudden, it's sucking this title for something. That's the two. Or the Ben Yehuda says, I'm sorry, that was Anaf Yosef. The Ben Yehuda says, chiddush is your particular set of Taivis, and Mizgaber is the idea of the Yetzirah going back to the Nachash. Two separate things. And the last one, the Riaf says, the Chiddush is by a Rasha. There's no fight. The Yetzirah has no fight. It's not even a fight. It's not even a fair fight. Why? Because every day the Yetzirah is back. Same old story. But when it comes to a Tzadik, then the Yetzirah has to be Mizgaber on you. He has a battle. So we're talking about two different people. Okay? Okay. Next. Tana Rabbanan. Kashi Yetzirah Shafilu. No, I said that already. Where are we? Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Bini, impaga ba'cha menovel zeh. If you bump into this menovel, meaning the Yetzirah, mishkehu lebeis ha-medrash. Take him to the beis ha-medrash. Im evan hu nimuach. If he's an evan, he'll dissolve. V'im barzel hu mispotet. And if he's barzel, he will disperse. Shenemar, halo ko divrei ke'eshno ma'asham kepatesh yotis ha-sela. Im evan hu nimuach. Shenemar, hoi kol tzama l'chu l'mayim. V'omar avanam sachku mayim. Fine. Take him to the beis ha-medrash. Because the Gra says, even if you're not going to learn there, just you're going to sit there and do nothing, it's better there than in the street. Okay?
Two metaphors. One is fire, one is water.
Right, one is fire, one is water, exactly. Lasia Isha. How do you know you have to have your son marry off a woman? Minalan, diksiv, kichu nashim validu banim ubanos. Right? This is the pasuk in, where's this pasuk? It's in Yirmiyah. Get nashim, take nashim for your sons and your daughters. Right? Kichu nashim, validu banim ubanos. And get nashim and have sons and daughters. Ukechu libnechem nashim. Get wives for your sons. V'espinoseichem tenu la'anashim. Until your daughters give to men. So you see, you have to marry off your sons. So the Gemara says, Bishlom v'no biyado. You have the power to marry off your son. Elabito biyado hi. To marry off your daughters in your hands. In other words, they have to come to your door. So how are they coming? What do you do? How do they come into your door? Right? You can't go. You can't. You can take your daughter, parade her around. Right? How's it happening? So the Gemara says, "Nahachik Amar lei nitela mide ulabayshe v'nechasei." No, go dress her up beautiful. Kihechid dekasi ola inchi. So people want to marry her. That's all you can do. Next, lando umnes manalan. How do you have to teach your son a trade? Amar chizkia da amar kra rei chayim im isha asher ahavta im isha mamish he So if the pasuk is talking about a real isha mamish, so kishay shechayev latziyo isha kachayev lando, lalando umnis. Just like you have to love your wife, you have to marry off your son to a wife, you have to teach him a trade. And in Torah, and if the isha there is a metaphor for Torah, kishay shechayev lando Torah kachayev lando umnis. Just like you have to teach him Torah, you have to teach him a trade. V'yesh omrim afla shito benohar, my time away, chiyusahu, because it'll give him life. So again, we asked yesterday, so then why don't you have to teach him how to fight off a bandit? And why don't you have to teach him how to self-defend? No, seriously.
It's Malcolm for
the school bus. Only the Wild West. The Wild West. Only swimming, because otherwise you don't want him to drown. And what about when he's on the road and there's a bandit? That you don't have to teach him how to defend himself? You don't have to teach him how to use a bow and arrow? Why not? So only swimming we mentioned.
Is this an example?
What's an example? Enochanami, it's everything. It's how to survive in the world. That's what the Kutzker said.
Yeah.
Right?
You're taking a place, it's kind of fun. You're taking a place that you don't have to go anywhere near water your whole life.
Why would the Gemara say that? It only says swimming. Swimming and everything like swimming? That's a stretch. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol She'edim Alamdo Umnes Malamdo Listus. Listus Al Kedaitach? What, you taught him how to steal? No, Elakiel Alamdo Listus. My Benayu, what's the... They both agree you have to teach him a trade. So why did someone call him? If you don't teach him a trade, it's like stealing. What's the difference? Now you teach him how to sell merchandise. So the problem is, sometimes there is no merchandise. Nobody wants to buy it. So then what's going to happen? Nothing. So according to one man, Amar, that's not a trade. A trade means a shoemaker. Everybody always needs shoes. So if you make it, teach him son how to be a shoemaker, he'll always have a parnasa. If you tell your son to sell tablecloths, so not everyone needs a tablecloth always. So if you teach him how to sell tablecloths, and then what's going to happen? I don't mean to say bad about anybody who sells tablecloths, but it's just an example because I sold the tablecloth. And if you teach someone how to sell tablecloths, so when the economy's bad, nobody's buying tablecloths. So what's going to happen? That's not a good omnis. Okay. Should we stop here? We have 1 more minute. Kol mitzvot ha'av ala ben. My kol mitzvot ha'av ala ben. What does that mean? All mitzvot that an av has to do for a son. Ilem kol mitzvot so demechayev abel emeved brei. If we're talking about a mitzvah that a father has to do for a son. Nashim chayavos. Women can't be mechayev in that. For Tanya, ha'av chayev bibno l'mal ulav doso. A father has to give his son a bismillah and give him a pidyon ha'ben. Aviv in imo lo. Father yes, mother no. So Amar of Yehuda hachikam. Here's what it means. Kol mitzvot ha'av. Any mitzvah on a father, hamutelat ala ben lasos la'av, that a son has to do for a father, echad anashim v'echad nashim chayavin, men and women. Tanin alah adotan rabbanon. It says in the Torah, ish ima va'av tira'u, ainli ella ish, isha menayin. How do I know a woman? Kishu omer tira'u harei kan shnayin. That's two. Im kain matam melomer ish. Why do we say ish? It's the ish of isha, aviv imo tira'u. Why does it say only ish? Because sipek piyadolasos sipek ish tiki piyadolasos. An ish can always do it. Isha ain't sipek piyadolasos, but then shushus acherim aleha. She has another person on her. Who's that? Her husband. So is the chiyav, some say this is din derabanan. The chiyav of a husband outweighs the mitzvah of kibud aveim? Is that pshat?
That's one of the swears for...
What's the halachic mechanism that's true? The answer is, some say, what? Why? Your mother calls up your wife. I need you to go to the store for me. No, you can't go. You have to do it for me. What do you mean? She doesn't have a mitzvah say to listen to you. She not a mitzvah say. Whatever it is. It's a chiyuv of a wife to a husband. Whatever you want to call that. A svar. Whatever it is. Whatever that is. It's not a mitzvah say to
Raisa. But again, that's one of the svaras why women don't have to do mitzvah say to
Ma'an Grama.
But
this is not
Ma'an
Grama.
No.
Oh, so it's the idea. Right, it's the idea. Right, okay, we'll stop here and... What are we up to here? Amar Vidi. Okay. Oh, 1 second. One more line. Amar Vidi bar Avin. Amar Av is Garsha Shneim Shavin. If there's a divorce, they're both equal. What do you pick? The halacha says you can pick either one. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue tomorrow.